There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Reuters were reporting that Emirates, the largest A380 customer, have decided to reduce its orders for the iconic super jumbo, the A380, and order instead 70 of the smaller A350s and the A330s. And it seems to be this move that has tipped Airbus over the top. The European company Airbus says they are going to produce just 17 more A380s, 14 for Emirates, 3 for the Japanese airline ANA or ANA, which means there's going to be job losses. The Airbus says it's going to enter talks with unions over the coming weeks about the 3,000 to 3,500 jobs that are potentially affected by this move. The Emirates chairman, Sheikh Ahmed bin Said Al Maktoum, says Emirates has been a staunch supporter of the A380 since its very inception. I was on the launch flight from Hamburg to Dubai. We've been very involved with this right from the start. But Sheikh Ahmed also said, look, while we're disappointed to have to give up our order and sad that the program couldn't be sustained, we accept that this is the reality of the situation. Meanwhile, the A380 is, of course, going to remain in the skies with Emirates at least well into the 2030s, according to the airline. So we haven't seen the end of it, but there are just only 17 more new ones coming for Emirates.
And instead, Emirates is going to buy other wide-bodied but single-deck aircraft, and there's a couple of different ones in there, aren't there?
A350s and the A330neos. The Neo is the key thing. They've got the new sort of fuel-efficient engines, and I just feel that if they'd been able to do that, find those right engines for the A380, maybe that program wouldn't be coming to the end at the moment. Natalie Lindo-Taylor, you're a frequent flyer. Your thoughts on this?
I'm not surprised, Malcolm, because, you know, running an A380 is expensive, and in order for them to operate at a profit, they need to be full. And, you know, the bottom line is, are as many of us travelling so often that those planes are leaving full? So I can see it. And, you know, you look at the likes of a Boeing instead, more fuel efficient, can travel further, and also similarly a wide body. So I can see why these Neos are the direction that airlines are choosing to go in.
Shame they couldn't get those right engines on this A380. And of course, the logic between the A380 was congested airspace means you can get more people up and down in one plane and one takeoff and one landing than you can with smaller planes. So, yeah, the logic was great. It's a wonderful aircraft. I'm sad about this.
And particularly, I mean, the experience of flying business class.
Yeah.
I haven't flown first class on an A380, but I have flown business class. And it is one of the magical flying experiences.
Economy is quite good, I can tell you.
But yeah, I have much experience of that as well, believe you me. But if you're upstairs in business, you've got the bar that Emirates has put in there. I mean, I've been on other airlines that have got a bar upstairs, but the Emirates one is just fabulous.
It's cool.
Redefined flying. And the business class cabins in the Emirates A380 are far better than many first class cabins on other airlines. So the A380 as an aircraft is amazing. What Emirates have done with it and the way they've configured it has been absolutely amazing. Now, whether they can replicate that magic on a A350 wide-bodied aircraft, I'm not sure. Obviously, you need economies of scale to sacrifice space for a bar area. It's difficult to do. You need revenue-generating space. We'll see, but it would be a real shame if that experience were to fade away.
Absolutely.
We're going to get some more insight on this now from aviation experts. He's the editor of airlineratings.com in Australia, Jeff Thomas, regular commentator on The Business Breakfast, joins us now on the line. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, thanks very much indeed. But we're a little bit sad in The Business Breakfast studio at the passing of the A380. What was your reaction when you saw this news?
Look, very sad also. I mean, it's a very great favourite with passengers. And I love many of the features of the aeroplane. But the reality is there's only one airline in the world that's really made this aeroplane work, and that's Emirates. And now technology is really catching up with the A380. And if I can put this into a simple term, the Boeing 787-9 or the A350, which Emirates has just ordered from Airbus, those two airplanes burn about 34% less fuel per passenger than the A380 does. And that's where technology has passed the A380 by. And the new 777X that's coming to Emirates next year, that will burn about 40 to 45% less fuel per passenger
than an
A380.
Jeff.
Sorry.
Sorry, yep. I was going to say that begs the question then. Why didn't somebody come up with a Neo engine for the A380?
Well, that's a very good question and spot on the mark. The Airbus did come up with a Neo solution for the A380, but unfortunately, not enough airlines were interested. The other dynamic here is that that passengers want to go point to point. They want to fly from their airport to where they want to go. They don't want to go through hubs. Airports are becoming, Dubai is an exception, but airports are becoming more and more stressful for passengers. There's only two or three really good airports in the world that are very enjoyable places to be in. A lot of them are not, and passengers simply want to go nonstop. So planes like the 787 and the A350, super efficient twin-engine airplanes that can fly further than A380, burn loads less fuel, and they take passengers, they're smaller planes, and they take passengers to exactly where they want to go. So that's the problem.
Jeff, in terms of the number of passengers they can take, because they're stretching these planes now, aren't they, both Airbus and Boeing, the 777s and the A350s, how did the number of passengers that the biggest 777s, for example, can carry stack up against an A380?
Well, if you have an all-economy configuration for an A380, I think it's about 800 passengers, and an all-economy configuration for a 777 in a Japanese scenario is something like about 560, 570. So, look, the A380 will carry more passengers. There's no doubt about that. But per fuel burnt per passenger, these other ones are far more efficient. The other thing here is that airports are building more runways. Now, one of the things about the A380, they said a lot of airports will be capacity constrained. Well, these airports have said, well, we're going to build more runways. You've got Heathrow building another runway. You've got Haneda in Japan, they built another runway. So you've got airports around the world building more runways. So that huge capacity of the A380 is not as important as it was, say, 20, 25 years ago when it was launched.
Jeff, what does this mean for Emirates and the hardware that they've got it invested in A380s? Because I know that planes do change hands, but how many people or other airlines are going to want to buy A380s when the program itself is finishing? This leaves Emirates with quite a lot of metal on its hands. Are they going to have to sort of write down the value of these planes quite substantially?
Well, I don't know the answer. You raise a fascinating point. The real problem here is for leasing companies who have purchased these aeroplanes and leased them, or banks that have purchased them and leased them to airlines. I don't know what the mix is for Emirates, how many they actually own and how many they lease. We know, for instance, that Air France has 10 A380s. They've announced that five of them are going back to the leasing companies in 2 years' time. Singapore Airlines has sent five back to leasing companies, and they're now being broken up. So for the leasing companies, this is a very bad situation, and that there may be some pain there for leasing companies in particular.
Jeff Thomas, we'll have to leave it there. Fascinating insights, as always, from you, Jeff. Appreciate you joining us at very short notice. Jeff Thomas is the Managing Director and Editor-in-Chief of AirlineRatings.com in Australia.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.